Hi, you're here with the Natural Alternative Podcast. Welcome. I'm here today with the delightful Alana Freeland. Welcome, Alana.
Thank you for having me, Madonna.
So we're going to have a fantastic chat about geoengineering today. It's something that I was totally unaware of until 3 years ago. And over the last couple of years, I've been adding my knowledge until Dr. Anna Mahousia recommended we all grab this little book, which of course I did. And it is an amazing book just to open at any page because every single page has got so much information on it. It's phenomenal. Anyway, tell us about your
It is.
history. How did you get here?
Well, that book that you just showed, Geoengineered Transhumanism, that is the third book I've written on geoengineering and what it really is. A lot of people may see it in the newspaper or hear it on the news, but it's always used very particularly in one context, and that has to do with climate change, so-called. Or global warming, so-called. And it never goes any further. And the idea for years now has been, well, we may have to resort to it because of climate change. But the truth is that we have been geoengineered now for 2.5 decades. And it has really nothing to do with some sort of terrible climate change that carbon vehicles are creating. Has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with global warming coming out of the ocean and all the different places of carbon. No, it has to do with what the military industrial intelligence complex is doing. And it's been a very effective cover story to say that it's climate change. In fact, they dredge it up every now and then when they need a new drama or a rehashed old drama. Like they have in the wake of the jab of the last 3 years, they suddenly resurrected climate change, and they can whip up weather systems to support the extremity of the climate and the weather, and how it's all out of control. And oh dear, let's spread some chemicals and see what we can do about this. But really, it's all created. It's all created out of whole cloth by the geoengineers who work with NASA, NOAA, the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, with the CDC. With all the usual players, the agencies who are all in on this. And the new thing that I want to bring is, I'm not going to just talk about geoengineering, but I'm going to talk about it in relation to what is going on now through the jab and all of the politics of that, because they're definitely connected. And if you think about it a moment, if you know enough, which most people don't, if you know enough, you know that the subtitle of my book tells the whole story, how the weather has been weaponized by chemicals, electromagnetism, and nanotechnology for synthetic biology. And that's really what I want to introduce people to, is to realize that just as epigenetics uses environments to control pathogens or whatever it's controlling, so the environment now has been weaponized and is under very tight control, particularly since the wireless electromagnetics have been imposed upon the entire planet from space. And also from the installations on the Earth, like HAARP, the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Project up in Gakona, Alaska, one of the many, but particularly powerful ionosphere heater. And there are many of them now all over the Earth. They're smaller and they work in concert because they're all calibrated to work together. And this is an amazing thing when you realize it. And the book that I wrote that deals very exactly with this and spells it out of how they've been able to basically change the entire planet into a machine is under an ionized sky, from chemtrails to space fence lockdown. That's the second book I wrote. I wrote that, and it was published in 2018. The idea being that Big Pharma provides all the chemicals that go into the C-140s and the various vessels, the jets, drones, and rockets that go up, up, up. And all of this is laid in the stratosphere above the troposphere. And it all, some of it will end up through centrifugal force rotating around the equator. A lot of the nano-sized heavy metals that are highly conductive, like aluminum, barium, strontium, chromium, lithium, etc., those will end up there. And they have already admitted to making that ring around the planet, very much like Saturn's rings, by the way, making that ring highly conductive, i.e. for communications, they call it. And really what that is for is the sort of band of energy above the planet that is can be highly controlled through electromagnetics. And then they've got everything on the planet. So we're kind of sandwiched between these two. And this is what Lockheed Martin, one of the two most powerful military contractors in the world, Lockheed Martin and Raytheon. Lockheed Martin calls it the space fence. So that's the title I gave that second book, Under an Ionized Sky, From Chemtrails to Space Fence Lockdown. But for us, we can just say it's the smart grid.
Yeah.
We are completely entrapped and plugged into the by the smart grid that has all these nano size, and a nano is 1/1,000,000,000 of a meter. So you're not going to see a nano. But now and then you will see swarms of them, but you won't recognize it because, you know, we're not used to sort of seeing into the around corners with our peripheral vision sort of thing. So this idea of total planetary control through chemicals, electromagnetics, nanotech, and we have to add synthetic biology because that's now come online. This is all about the a Soviet astronomer's theory that if you want to have a real space age, then you have to first control the entire planet. The military calls this full spectrum dominance. And they're referring to the electromagnetic spectrum that you may remember from your high school textbook, where you see that there's this tiny, tiny, tiny little wedge of what the human being can see as far as the electromagnetic spectrum. And then on both sides of that are big, long, all the way to gamma rays on one side, and to radio waves on the other. Mm-hmm. So this idea of electromagnetic spectrum control, that's the key to understanding why it's important to understand what I bring regarding the relationship between geoengineering and synthetic biology. Because now we all know, if we're paying attention and we're not just freaked out over it the last 3 years, we know that synthetic biology, and that doesn't mean biology, but it means you take the life biology, like, you know, an organic specimen, and you do something to it, like what we are now getting used to calling gain of function, yeah, which has to do with a lab weaponizing it in some way to make it unnatural. Because there's a, you know, a very real law that we hardly ever pay any attention to the laws, of course, but there is a real law that says you cannot use organic life to make a weapon. And so to get around all that, they are now doing things to it, synthetic biology things to it, to make it into something that they can patent and control. So that's a done deal. And we have heard rumors of that in the controlled press of the last 3 years. Yeah. That's been done to whatever it is that they say we're suffering from, and has probably been done to whatever they're injecting people with, which is supposed to make them better. So we're in this real mess of actual biological warfare, and chemical warfare is what it really is. But yeah, Nobody wants to use those terms, because then you have to prove them in a court of law. And as we know, everyone's lying. And there are some intrepid doctors and researchers who are desperately trying to figure out what has happened to real life in all this mess.
Yes.
Because the serums are definitely showing that that there's a lot of stuff in those serums that is not only not organic, but simply does not belong there at all, if indeed it's something that's going to heal people from so-called conditions that they have. So that's kind of the coup de grace that has finally come, is the synthetic biology movement in the last 3 years. But I've been tracking the geoengineering part of this for 10 years.
Yeah.
So I'm very aware of the fact that Big Pharma provides all the chemicals that are used to douse us. And it's not just on our skin. We're breathing it. We're yeah. eating it in our food. We're yeah. drinking it in our water. It's a very big deal, and no one's admitting anything, or they're saying, oh, it's no problem. It's no problem. Don't worry about it. But it is a problem. And in that that's being dumped on us, I would say the most scary part of it is not the chemicals, and it's not the electromagnetism. It's the nanotech, the nanotechnology that we are breathing in and eating and drinking, that is really the huge problem. Because when I say nanotech, I'm not talking about nanoparticles. Like, you know, we've had nanoparticles in the universe and on Earth and for millions of years. All it means is it's tiny, really, yeah. really tiny, like space dust. You know, it's sort of what you find on your mantle now. A lot of people are talking about when they dust their homes. It's really odd how magnetic the dust is. That's because it is space dust, and it is loaded with nanotechnology that's being delivered in the stratosphere and is coming all the way down here. That doesn't end up circling in the Saturnine ring around the equator. So this is key. Big Pharma. Big Pharma all over again.
Yeah, I did not know it was Big Pharma doing that. Yeah, I've always wondered, well, who is supplying this stuff?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And so all this was consciously done. This was not just, oh, dear, we have a military program that we're very fond of, and so you're going to have to do a little suffering because we're going to dump all this stuff. No, the slowly, as I wrote one book after another, and going deeper and deeper into the rabbit hole, I finally realized that it was completely about transhumanism, yeah. that they were preparing the environment to be so unfriendly to a natural human being that one, Big Pharma and Big Medicine would make a fortune off of their endless illnesses that mainly are autoimmune, of course, because the immune system is completely overwhelmed by all this synthetic crap. that it's having to deal with. The immune system is brilliant, but it's millions of years of development for natural things, for nature, of nature. It is not accustomed to synthetic anything. And so the idea was to, by taking over the environment and having, first of all those pollutants that we used to all complain about from industry. And then there were other programs where we'd hear rumors of people in various cities were being targeted by military programs to see how children did when you had cancer cells in the environment, and how soldiers did when you shot them up with all manner of thing that you never told them about. So, you know, this idea of constantly using people as guinea pigs, this has been going on a long time, but we've tended to think of it as sort of here and there and sporadic, and it's just here and there. And so then everybody kind of forgets about it. This is not that. This is planetary. And this is completely delivered purposely from the stratosphere far above us. And then they've got the lasers and they've got the radar installations with which they can zap these things, whether it's controlling our weather systems, which, by the way, all the weather, to my knowledge, is completely controlled. There is no natural weather anymore. And they're using the weather as ways to get at certain regions to inundate people with, you know, the so-called atmospheric rivers, to cause drought in other areas, to bring hurricanes, to bring earthquakes, whatever it is. All this is being geoengineered to cause stress and fear on the people living in those places as well. So, so that's kind of the dilemma. And I'm not saying that I'm telling this story just to freak people out and make them afraid, or on the other end of the spectrum to finally tell them exactly how we can stop this, because I don't have those answers. Yeah. But I do know that the more conscious we are of what is being done to us as rats in the maze by the elites who control their own police forces, their own military forces, their own machinery, like the AI systems that are running the transhumanism and running the weather systems, that the more conscious we are of how we're being mishandled, the more creative we tend to be as far as how to take care of ourselves. So what's going on now, because I've been doing this for so long, and there are some other people in the anti-geoengineering movement who also have been at this a long time, we're all looking at what we can do to take care of our lives. Of course, because the question that a lot of people have is, well, wait a minute, if the elite are doing this to us, well, how are they protecting themselves and their families?
I get that all the time.
Yes, and they do. I'm sure they, with all their money and resources, they are able to buy the very best water filter systems, the very best air filter systems. They probably have med beds galore that they can crawl into.
Infrared saunas sorts of fun stuff.
So I know they have a means, but then there are those among the elites who are not on the inside group and have no idea that this is being done to them and are being abused in their own way. Maybe they think it's just about making a lot of money. They don't realize that their health is leaking away. But this phase of taking over the planet in this Kardashev, this Russian astronomer way, full spectrum dominance over planet Earth, then full spectrum dominance over the sun, and then full spectrum dominance over the solar system and the galaxy. That's sort of what they have in mind. This is called the Secret Space Program. Catherine Austin Fitz used to talk about it a lot. at about the trillions and trillions of dollars, far beyond 21 trillion, that have been poured into what appears to be the secret space program that is producing another civilization for the very elite and the very rich. This may sound like science fiction, but I think now, after these 3 years, I think in all the things that we're seeing in the videos, if indeed we're looking at them, we can see that that the science has gone quite far now, and it's time for us to wake up and start looking at our institutions and our government agencies in order to see what and who to trust at all, and to take back the reins on our own health, on our own ability to survive lies, deception, and really hard-heartedness toward people of lower classes, et cetera, all that. It's time for us to take back our power and pretty much do our medicine at home and not take any drugs from Big Pharma, just squeeze it dry as far as the money goes. I mean, I myself am 75 and I haven't had even an aspirin in 60 some years.
Well done.
So, I mean, I haven't been to a doctor since I was 13. I learned very early.
Oh my goodness, how have you survived?
exactly. I learned very early not to trust them in a kind of funny situation. And so, you know, I know that your health is much better without all that.
Yeah.
Calderol that the Western medical model has imported in really just to be able to sell its technology. It has nothing to do with making us healthier because all that technology does not make us healthier. So my plan is this, and I may be wrong, but I'm smart. I can figure out how this works, and then I can share that with people, and people can, if they so choose, pick that up and do their own study as well. You know, you're not going to get off lightly here. I know that book that you lifted up, my third book, is 650 pages. Sorry about that. But
and
I mean,
really
I
early on in the book, you say, now, the best way to read this is to go to the end and read, was it an appendix? Yeah.
Yes.
The best way to read it is to go to the end and read that and then come back to the beginning.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, it is work because a lot of people have been dumbed down by our school systems and by television. I've never owned a television. Not
and
only
by
have
fluoride.
I not been to it. Huh?
And by fluoride.
Right, right. No fluoride.
Yeah.
No TV. No cell phone. I do not own an iPhone because I recognize a weapon system when I see one. And I don't know that in Australia, you've heard, but people are on the Bluetooth now who have been inoculated.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're being tracked and traced by the Bluetooth, which is primarily through an app on the cell phone and in the cell tower. So, you know, let's look at our electronics now with a more, I guess, a more paranoid way.
A skeptical brain, absolutely.
Yeah, to see what the weapon potentiality of it is in what the military calls dual use technologies. And dual use simply means the military can use it and the civilians can use it. So, you know, and the military owns, well, no matter what nation we're talking about here, the military owns all the frequencies of all the technologies that are dual use. And so we don't have our own frequencies. They can control our frequencies as well. The Internet of Things is here now. The Internet of Nano Things is here. The Internet of Bodies is here. So all of that is used for targeting us and controlling our behavior, our thoughts, our emotions, and our feelings. So, yeah, it's all bad news. But I don't think it's new news, really, if people really stop and think about it. I don't think there are many people that I'm shocking and surprising. Maybe it's shocking and surprising that it's all been planned, and it isn't just, oh, they didn't know any better. No, they know quite well what they're doing. And it's to make the real human being, the natural human being, human 1.0, feel extraordinarily uncomfortable and sick and debilitated on our natural planet, and to turn our natural planet into a planet that will host a transhuman race.
Yeah.
And the transhuman race has already begun through the jabs. We now have an entire transhuman race in production right now. And what this is going to end up as in the future, I really don't know. But I know that I, of course, highly recommend that people not take the jabs, and that we certainly don't subject our children to it. But some very bad guys are in charge of all this. And I think we're waking up to that as well. And maybe our legal system will assist in that. But meanwhile, we still have the fallout from what we have allowed to transpire by having been taken by surprise.
Yes.
Now, of course, I was not taken by surprise because I already knew all this was coming. As far as when, I did not know that. But the moment I saw those first scenes in Wuhan, I knew exactly what was coming. And it was, to me, it has to do with the 5G, 6G systems. So I spent
the people falling over in the streets at the beginning of 2020. So you believe that was real? Because I heard all sorts of conspiracies, but once I heard they were the first fully 5G'd.
They were state-of-the-art 5G. The
yeah.
most powerful 5G in the world was initiated in Wuhan. As to whether those were actors or not, I don't think that's the important part here. I'd be willing to believe it that some were actors, but I think that the message was, this is real. And I don't know if you know this occult law that all of the people who set things in motion, who have the power to do so on the earth, they have to let us know what they're about to do to us. They have to. That's part of what I call counting coup. That's where they let us know because they know that there's nothing we can do about it. And so then we are complicit because we know. And then they take their merry way and do whatever they do. And that's how I saw the Wuhan scene, was it was an announcement that it was beginning. And therefore I understood what was happening. As far as the genetics of it and the mRNA and the all of that, yeah, I already knew that. How could I not know that? Because the genetics are just off the charts now, and they have been for about 20, 25, 30 years. I have been reading articles about all the genetic stuff going on, and it was just a matter of time before they had a transhuman bit that they could get into our cells. But the pretty much surprising thing for me was when people started seeing with their dark field microscopy or electron microscopes, they started seeing all these little tiny computer parts.
Yes.
In the serum and then in the blood. So the computer parts, they were definitely looked like routers, but you know, they're very tiny, very tiny. But yeah, they look like routers. They look like circuit boards. They look like wiring. And then I realized, okay. So is it possible that they're putting in the genetic alteration through the jab, but also they're putting in the hardware and software of a computer system for 5G and 6G to manipulate and control. So I think both are going on, and I think we need to know that both are going on. Does that mean that every bit of serum had every bit of both of them in it? Probably not. There were different batches. There were different experiments. They're still running experiments. And this is just the beginning of a transhuman race. And at least that's how I look at it.
For will people it be who everyone really don't understand transhumanism? Can you speak to that for a moment?
Yeah, transhumanism is basically a synthetic biological change introduced into a human 1.0. You are going to take God's natural human being from millions of years of evolution, and you're going to change it into something that is cybernetic. So we won't be run particularly by food anymore. As you know, they're already adjusting our food with bugs and all, you know, and fake meat, etc. So that's going on, where then the graphene oxide that is in the serum, the graphene oxide is a pretty miraculous element. And I think what they're going to do, at least one thing they're going to do, is hopefully in their camp, not in my camp, they're going to be able to make nerves out of the graphene oxide to be the cybernetic transhuman's nervous system. And so, you know, that will move everything toward the cybernetic, the idea being that we will be more machine than natural. And again, is that everyone? I doubt it. I would think that there's going to be also the genetically altered people who are going to be human 2.0, and they will have different things going on. Many of them will die because they're not going to make the jump to light speed, but then others will live, and they will then be probably controlled again by another jab or another means, an aerosol.
Yeah.
Aerosol. The aerosols are all in concert and in conjunction with everything that's going into people's arms. The two programs are working together. And we need to understand that. I mean, my relationship with the outdoors has really changed. I'm pretty much inside. Of course, I'm in the Pacific Northwest of the United States, where we're basically in a cloud all the time here.
Oh, dear.
We rarely get a sunny day, rarely. And therefore, everybody's smiling like chipmunks every day that is when it's really beautiful out and sunny, because it's so rare. The idea that the outdoors is inimical to us now, that's quite sad, right? It's really sad.
Yeah, my grandson was wanting to run in the rain the other day, and I'd just seen, was it that day or the day before, someone had gone to our city council and had their rainwater checked, you know, by the government. And there was like, you know, ridiculous amounts of aluminium and silver and barium, all sorts of things in there. Yeah.
Yeah. And strange organisms are in it too. So it is what it is. I personally, you know, I'm a student of Rudolf Steiner. I don't believe that any of us are here by accident. I think we all decided to be here for this. And so we need to put our thinking caps on and figure out how we're going to proceed while we face this onslaught and this complete attack, as Clifford Carnicom and Dr. Mihalcea and Dr. Nixon are all saying, that the blood is the human blood of human 1.0 is under assault. Yeah. And even the blood now that is altered certainly in inoculated people, but appears to also be altered in not inoculated people. So we're going to have to accept that part of the problem here is not just the jab going in the arm, but what's coming down from this massive planetary program that has completely changed our atmosphere and therefore is changing our blood.
Yes.
This is sure.
Yeah, I had a couple of unjabbed people in last week that I did some live blood microscopy for, and there wasn't, I mean, there's always heaps. You know, you can always go find those bits of whatever they are, those carbon tubules or whatever we're calling them. But yeah. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, oh my goodness, because anything bigger than a red blood cell can potentially be a clot that's going to jam a capillary. So the red blood cells are the size of the capillary. So, you know, when you see something that's like 1,000 times larger than a capillary that we didn't see in the blood before 2.5 years ago.
Yes.
You know, it's a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, and I guess to me, this is all part of being an adult. Is you face difficult things and you get as clear as you can about it so that you can think a little further into the remedies.
Yes.
You know, there are many people who are trying this, that, and the other. And that's exactly what we should be doing. Not turning to what I call the great white doctor. But really turning to each other and running our own experiments in our own families, in our own bodies, yeah. And then sharing what happened so that we can develop our own little library system of what to do and what not to do. It may sound, you know, we've been so conditioned to go to the experts. But now it turns out that the experts are not all that trustworthy. Yes. I mean, some are, but most are not. And they have been completely programmed by the medical industry and the big pharma industry to believe pretty much the antithesis of what is actually true. So what do you do about that? Well, you don't go and take your child to these people. You're going to have to really look at the old remedies. Why not? Why not look
Absolutely.
At the past when we were simply organic human beings trying treatments out that were organic and not tiny machines and not you know, electromagnetic pulses and things. Why can't we just see how that goes?
Yeah.
I use food as medicine myself. That works for me, because but I have to get the best quality food I can. It's not a, you know, and I eat organic, even though many organic vegetables are under the sky and getting the same thing. But what people don't realize is the difference, the biggest difference between organic food and genetically modified food, GMOs, is that the GMO seed is synthetic. It's not even food. You know, I don't know how they've been able to cover that up so successfully, but there are 37 or 38 countries in the world that absolutely have made it a felony to bring any GMOs into their nations.
Yes.
They're way ahead of us. To me, if I eat out, I know I'm eating GMOs, unless it's particularly an organic restaurant and I know the owner and he seems like an honest guy. You know, I mean, I'm willing to check into anything in order to see what I'm subjecting my body to. But basically, I make all the things I eat. And so I know exactly what I'm eating.
Yes.
And therefore, I can stay quite healthy. And, you know, I definitely am extremely healthy, but, you know, I did have an experience when I went on my book tour last April, a year ago. I was electromagnetically targeted in Los Angeles. And I believe what happened is I was not accustomed to an entirely 5G atmosphere like in L.A., It's very 5G there, very with 6G, always with the 6G.
Yes.
I was just so weakened and so devastated by the 5G that I was easy to target. And I do believe that it was electromagnetic targeting with the 5G system. I was, you know, because I was giving these talks on the geoengineering, and I've had other things that have happened to me. But it goes with the territory. I mean, I'm very aware that this is the way it is, even though most people just can't even believe that, you know, that could happen to someone. Because, well, how, you know, Elon, geoengineering isn't that important. Oh, yes, it is. It's yeah. highly classified. They have a disinformation program that's just unbelievable.
Yes.
So I couldn't hold any food down. So I didn't eat for days in order to fulfill my talking schedule, 5 talks in LA alone. And then I had 2 more states to talk into. So, you know, I was really taken unawares, because the truth is, I was very proud of my immune system and assumed my immune system would take care of everything. But I had not realized that electromagnetics is something that the immune system has not been prepared for, the electromagnetic assault and this ability to give people symptoms of illness. Because there's something that I don't know how to, I'll say it the way that it's said in all the articles I read, which is that that molecular biology is being changed into digital biology. And what that means is you know, we've had this virus theory for for about 200 years, actually. The idea that, you know, virus is makes us sick and that sort of thing. Well, it's really not true. Even if there were virus or some pathogen that was able to sneak in and you know, and it was a real cold winter or something happened in our environment, our immune system, if it were still molecular, our immune system can handle that. And we would get better and we would be stronger for it. That's where the whole vaccine idea came from. If it's digital, what that means is that it's being transmitted by electromagnetic systems as a frequency. And it's not even there. Like, you know, all this falderal about how they've never isolated the COVID-19. No, they haven't. All they've used is a frequency of a set of symptoms that I assume are completely run by an algorithm. And those are transmitted in 5G environments like big fancy techno hospitals. And then people go into the hospital, they've got maybe a flu or a cold or something, and they get sicker in the hospital because it's 5G and the transmission is endless.
So if they're transmitted by a frequency, is that why molecular biologists can have a look and go, well, it's all sequencing the same way, so therefore we have sequenced the virus?
Yes, because it seems that the word has gone out that they must not talk about this digital biology.
Yes.
They don't want people to know about the electromagnetic part of it. It's like with the idea of shedding. There's a very good example there because, you know, they're making people think that it's the spike protein that's shedding, or it's the mRNA that's shedding, or it's the this or the that. When the truth is, shedding occurs, in my opinion, from much study, it occurs because you're coming into the electromagnetic field that is around that jabbed person. And electromagnetic fields are always at a right angle. So you're within distance of that field and they are transmitting. their biometrics are being transmitted out constantly. Those on the blue, what's it called? The blue Bluetooth.
Oh yes, yes.
They're constantly, those symptoms are going up. And meanwhile, other transmissions are coming in to the software and hardware that has been inoculated into them. And the disease is being controlled at a distance. So you're there in the room with them, and you get close to that field, or you get in that field of transmission, and you're going to feel those symptoms.
Yeah.
Those symptoms are actually frequencies, and your body is going to react to it because your immune system is being bypassed. You see how it works?
Yeah, no, okay. I decided I initially, when the jabs started coming out, because I do hands-on healing, I'm a kinesiologist and naturopath. So initially I was making people wait 4 to 6 weeks after the jab, you know, people I've known for 20, 30 years. And then I remember Judy Mikovits, and there were two people, someone else, Sherry Tenpenny. And they both basically said, the shedding is everywhere. You can't get away from everyone all the time. At some stage, we've just got to, you know, hug and love them while they're here. And I think that might have been Sherry Tenpenny. Love them while they're here. And so anyway, then I had a few tears on many occasions when people who I've been seeing for many decades had got the jab because their partners had convinced them, or they were so terrified, or... And the propaganda campaign has just been phenomenal. But I could notice how my body felt on the night of days when I saw more than, say, two people who were jabbed. I would run my bioresonance, heaps more toxins in there, just way more cortisol, way more stress hormones as well. So I could really feel the difference, and then just run detox programs.
Right. And you probably weren't aware of how much that 5G transmission can do to you while you're working on these people's bodies, and they're being electromagnetized constantly.
Yeah.
It never goes off. It's 24/7. So anyway, just to give you an idea, it's going to take people a while, just like it did me on my tour, because I knew I was fine, but I had these symptoms like projectile vomiting, everything up that I was taking in. And I was not able to hold anything down. And then during one talk, I had an experience where I knew, oh yeah, they're in my brain. This is an electromagnetic assault that they're doing on me. So then I was like, okay, I know what's going on now. And then I just concentrated on keeping my energy, sleeping as much as I could, and keeping my energy to the degree I could keep it, because I was flagging seriously. I was not my normal self. But to say I was sick, which of course I'm sure everyone said, no, I wasn't really sick. You know how sickness comes on for a few days, and then you linger a little, and then you get better. Well, even the pattern of when I finally flew home after having to cancel two of my engagements because I was just a wreck. I get home, bought an organic chicken, stuck it in a pot, boiled up some soup, and basically drank that broth and ate that little chicken for the next 4 days, and laid on the couch and slept and read. And then on the morning of the fifth day, I tell you, Madonna, it was so clear to me. It was like someone flipped a switch and I was better. I sat up. I was my old self. And it was very strange because there was no getting better that happened. I was just felt awful until until that morning. And then they flipped that switch and I was off that electromagnetic leash that they had me on. They had me on it for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And when I say they, everybody wants to know who they is. Well, I assume it's the guys that control my file and know very well what I'm writing and very well what I speak about. And, you know, and a lot of people cannot believe that. I don't know why. It's how things work in America. I don't know about other countries, but certainly in the Five Eyes countries, that's how it works. And Australia and New Zealand are definitely in that with the US, Canada, and UK. So anyway, it was a, you know, now I'm grateful to the guys that control my file for giving me that experience, because now I know what it feels like to be under digital control.
Yes.
When you've been told you're sick, and right away you think, oh, I need to go to the hospital. I need to go to the doctor. No, you don't. All you need to do is treat it like a flu, lie in bed, and let the body get accustomed to taking this on and learning, because I do believe the immune system can learn how to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. We're in an upgrade on the planet at the moment.
it's brilliant. Yeah, the immune system is, Rudolf Steiner says that the immune system is actually run by the higher self. It's actually a spiritual thing. It's not a physical thing at all. It's a spiritual thing. So anyway, that's my story. And we are being digitally changed by this new science, this synthetic biology, SynBio, and the marriage that has been made between it and the cybernetic computers. And that's why the iPhone is such a bad idea to keep with you, because there is an app, whether you've got the app or not, there is an app on it that is set to control you 24/7. So doesn't matter if it's off, doesn't matter if it's in the car outside, it is in a way married to you. And I know that you know what I mean, because when people try to go off of the iPhone, they really go through withdrawal. It's incredibly addictive. So, it's a weapon system. I say get rid of it. And get rid of the TV at the same time, because all of these things produce electromagnetic fields. And what you want to do in your home is to have as few electromagnetic fields as you possibly can, so that the most intense thing I have is this little laptop, because I'm a writer. I need this weapon system here, but I have all sorts of devices all around it to ameliorate the radiation that I'm getting. And then I have my landline, and that takes messages, and I can dial in from wherever I am and hear my messages. So, what do I need to tell people where I am 24/7 for? I really don't need to.
Yeah. Yeah. And I keep telling people that smart devices, we have to keep buying dumb things. Arthur Furstenberg around Christmas time as well. And of course, he's had two really big, you'd know Arthur, I imagine.
I do.
Yeah. And he very much was along the lines of told that story. He had two major, major events that he knew were EMFs. And he went, right, this is really interesting. So he still doesn't believe in chemtrails and has his very specific little.
I know. Yeah. I know Arthur quite well.
Yeah. But, really interesting to sort of. Because I asked him about the canaries in the coal mine. So one of my friends who was just over for the weekend, she's incredibly EMF sensitive, always has been. So she'd wear her little silver caps, driving along in the car, and she sleeps with all sorts of things, and she's always got little goodies on and things on her phones and things on her laptops. So, yeah, but for her, sulfurophane sort of changed her life a few. I mean, she's a really good naturopath. Kinesiologist, but she used to travel, and it would take her a day or two to get over the travel with that amount of radiation from flying. And when she discovered a really good sulfurophane product, which not cheap, of course, most things aren't, but she would take five or six of this product when she arrived overseas, and it just helped the liver and those pathways just to switch on our anti-detox genes and to switch on our detox genes, switch off our inflammatory genes. It works on over 200 genes very, very quickly. So
she can take
a massive dose. And for her, that just changed her life. Genetically, she's screwed. She grew up on a farm where she was like literally, doing the 2,4-D, all the nasty chemicals with her dad when she was little.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so that really messed with her genes from when she was really, really young. But yeah.
Right. But I mean, it's great that you see that a lot of people use genetics as a an excuse when the truth is you can change your genetics.
Yes.
You know, but you have to work at it. You have to eat the right things. You have to, yeah. And
yeah, totally. Yeah.
I love that. I mean, I love independence, no matter what way it comes in.
Yes.
And I feel that people who say they're independent and yet still go to doctors and all of that and take drugs from doctors or take drugs period, are not really independent. You're independent when your consciousness is your own and you make your own decisions about what to do. Yeah. And that is very strengthening, very strengthening. I highly recommend it to people.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you so much. Any final thoughts for people? Because I agree. I agree that people just have to open their eyes and start looking. You know, it's amazing the amount of information that's out there these days for people. We can't see what we don't look for. So it's
no, but that's why I say get rid of all your toys that you don't need, because they're distracting. And they're weakening. If they're electromagnetic, they're weakening your will. And you know, people tend to think, oh well, the will is separate from the body, and the two never meet. No, not true. The will is weakened by electromagnetics. Take my word for it. So you know, you just have to ask an electrosensitive person. They know that. They yeah. know it in deep in their bones. So this idea of changing your lifestyle and discipline yourself, you know, the word disciple is in the word discipline, and to really take this seriously, because this is an out and out war.
Yeah.
And the more electromagnetic it is allowed to be and to govern our lives with these electromagnetics coming from the sky. Now, how many, I think Arthur probably told you that there are 100,000 satellites up there.
Commercial ones, but there's over 1 million private ones over China and Russia alone.
Yes, yes. So yeah. So we have to take that into account, that the radiation is coming down from the satellites, and then we have radiation all the way around us, everywhere.
Yeah, and the cell towers, like on the ocean floor, blew me away.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. They're everywhere. So, you know, it really is a lifestyle decision, and it's a self-discipline.
Yes.
It's not just say a prayer here and there and hope things turn out well.
Yeah.
No, it's a lifestyle. I live very much like a monk, and very intentionally. I am exceedingly aware of everything that is in my environment. Therefore, I own very little in my environment, because I need to be able to understand my condition at any point. You know, that's why I don't own an iPhone. I can't encompass that. I have too much to do in my mission on the earth that I'm still on. And you know, it's worth it. It's worth it to sacrifice a little bit of fun here and there, or some really cool toys, in order to really do a bang up job on whatever your mission is, why you really came to the earth. You didn't come to the earth to play video games. You didn't come to the earth to constantly dopamine obsessed check your cell phone. No, you came to do things and keep on track, because look at what's going on. All sorts of things are coming down, and then some new things are being born, and we are called upon to be conscious. Yeah. So, you know, and I appreciate what you do. What you do is very valuable, all the way from your practice to your getting people on the air to share knowledge over the miles, so that we can take that step toward our own independence and leave behind the medical and the big pharma industries. Just leave them behind.
100%. Thank you so much, Alana. That has been absolutely delightful.
Yes, and if people want to get the book, I highly recommend that they get it from the Rudolf Steiner bookstore in Seattle. They carry everything I've written very nicely. It's a very tiny little bookstore. Yeah. You know, it's not like Amazon.
I will put the website right at the beginning, so I'll make sure that's in there getting a good plug.
All right. Thank you for doing that. Oh, very nice to meet you, Madonna.
Thank you so much. That's been awesome. Okay. Love you.
All right. Blessings.
Thank you. Bye.